have reached SportsBeatOK.com and are tuned into the J Bulldog Sports Network. It's time for the Tri-State Classic for your Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs. Tonight, your Lady Bulldogs look to snap their current losing streak with a victory over the Seneca Junior Varsity. Let's get out to Bulldog Arena and your announcer for tonight's game, Jesse Carnahan.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to SportsBeatOK.com, home of your J Bulldogs. Your Lady Bulldogs are getting ready to battle Seneca. And I have to give a round of applause here to Whiskey Farley, who just sang the national anthem here for tip-off. And that young lady did an amazing job here. And now the starting lineup for Seneca. Number one, Chantel Steele. Number 14, Amanda Hobbs. Number 24, Grace Johnson. And number 34, Chelsea Bevel. And number 32, Haley Miller. And now, the starting lineup for your Lady Bulldogs here this evening. Number 34, Haley Dry. Number 23, Callie Callahan. Number 11, Maya Pickup. Number 31, Kyla Rogers. And number 44, Kaylin Taylor. And that's the lineup here for your Lady Bulldogs this evening. As the crowd's pretty pumped up, the cheerleaders are doing their thing, and now the Lady Bulldogs are right at half court, getting fired up and ready to take on Seneca here to open up the Tri-State Classic here for the Bulldogs. And it looks like it might be number 32 Miller jumping for Seneca. And it is. Miller will be jumping for Alright, and Rogers will be opposing. Here comes the ball. It's up and Callahan's got it and she's breaking to the hook. And she kicked it down low to Rogers. Back out to Driver, deep three, and it's good. And what a start for the Lady Bulldogs as they get on the board first with a deep three-point shot. And now the Indians inbound the ball, and Bulldogs are pressing right off the bat. And it looks like Maya Pickup's going to be hit for reach. So it'd be Indian ball here right at half court as it is inbounded now to number 34, Bevel. Bevel driving into the lane, and she travels, so it'll be Bulldog ball. And now it'll be Haley Dry handling the ball here to start. And Dry gets across half court, goes over to the right to Callahan. Callahan in the middle to Taylor for a jumper. No good. Loose ball tied up. And, wow, they're going to hit Rogers for a foul. And Rogers had a hold of the ball. That should have been a jump ball. And now the Lady Indians look inbound. They're going to throw right to half court to number 32, Miller. Miller loses it against Taylor. Taylor's on the floor with the ball, and Miller dives on top of her. And if this would be the same refs as it was last week, that would be a foul. And they're going to say the jump ball will go to the Indians. They looked inbound on their end of the court. And ball's inbound, it's stolen by Dry, and she's breaking to the hole. Oh, caught by an Indian at the last second, knocks the ball out of bounds. So it'll be Lady Bulldog ball underneath their own basket. And Dry inbounds, Callahan in the corner for three, and good! 6-0, Bulldog lead. And this is a different Bulldog team we're seeing here as they're pressing, stolen on the inbound, Dry will make the bucket. 8-0, Bulldog lead. And now here come the Indians. They get out of the press. They almost lost it there. And now she's driving, kicks it down low to Miller. Miller pushes pickup. No foul called, and the bucket will count. So 8-2 as Fry will handle the ball. Passes left-hand side to Maya, pickup. And Maya into the corner to Callahan. Callahan now looking down low to Rogers. Cross court to Dry for three. Oh, in and out. Rebound by Lady Indians. And now the Lady Indians are going to throw it away. Bulldog ball. Great defensive pressure by the Lady Bulldogs. And Dry will throw it into Callahan. Back to Dry. Ooh, she should have shot that three. She thought twice about it and pulled it down both times. Now Callahan's got it top of the key over the right. Maya pickup. Pickup's looking inside for Rogers. Not there over the right-hand corner. Now to Dry. Down low to Rogers. Inside to Taylor. Shot is up. No good. Rebound by the Lady Indians. And now it'd be Bavel bringing the ball up court. She'll throw over to the right to number 14. That's going to be Hobbs. And Hobbs throws it right into the hands of Haley Dry. And now here come the Bulldogs. Down low pass to Maya pickup for an easy layup. And now it'll be Hobbs handling the ball. Stolen by Dry. Down low to Callahan for another bucket and a foul. So Callahan will go to line for a three-point opportunity with a 10-2 Bulldog lead. And it looks like Summerfield is going to check in for Taylor. And Alexis Duncan will check in and Dry will check out. Callahan's at the line. Her shot is up and good. 13-2 Bulldog lead. And now it looks like it'll be Bavel bringing the ball up court. She's going to give it off to number one, Phil. And now the ball's knocked loose. Oh, and that should have been a walk. And they're not going to call it. They're going to hit Maya pickup for a reach when she walked. Wow. And now Hobbs will handle the ball. Into Phil now. Phil has the top of the key. She's working to her right against Sweeney. And now top to Miller. Miller over the right to number three. That's going to be Schlesman. And now the ball's up in the air. It's loose. Sweeney has it. And now toss down low to Rogers. Rogers kicks it back out. Back to Rogers. Left-hand corner up top to Callahan for three. And it's off target, out of bounds, Indian ball. And now here come the Lady Indians, and they cross half court. Oh, and she took about 40 steps too many without a dribble. Bulldog ball. And now Callahan will inbound cross court to Summerfield. Summerfield now back over the right to Callahan. Callahan inside to Rogers. Turn around. Shot is good. 15-2. Bulldog lead. 4:20 left here in the first period. And now here come Lady Indians working the right side. Summerfield's got her trap. And now the ball's loose on the floor. Sweeney comes away with it. Down low to Rogers. Shot is up and good. 17-2. Bulldog lead. And these Lady Bulldogs are fired up here this evening. As now here come the Indians, right hand side, ball's loose on the floor. And Sweeney got it, gives it up to Rogers. She's wide open for a fast break layup. 19-2. And now here come the Lady Indians. Lady Indians are now crossing half court, pressure being applied by Summerfield. She's trapped. And we're going to have a timeout by the Lady Indians as she was trapped and in trouble. So we'll take one here, too, as your Bulldogs are up 19-2. You're listening to the J Bulldog Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
My name is Kim. I will deliver your mail.
My name is Darnell. I will be patrolling your neighborhood.
My name is Matt. I'll be managing your retirement portfolio.
My name is Maria. I will check your vital signs.
I will be the chairman of the board.
I will be your congressman.
I will be great.
I will be great.
I will be great.
I will be great.
Find out more about the Boys and Girls Clubs of Delaware County, serving youth in the communities of Jay, Kansas, Mosley, Leach, Kenwood, and now Watts, by clicking on the link at jamericaradio.com.
And we're back here as the Lady Indians look to inbound the ball here. And now they're going to toss into the backcourt to Bevel. And Bevel now coming up center court, being guarded by Woods. Throws down low, ball stripped, and it goes out of bounds. I can't tell if it was a Bulldog or an Indian. And they're going to say it went off of a Bulldog, so it'd be Indian ball underneath their own basket. And inbounds goes to Miller. Shot is up. No good. Rebound by Woods. And Woods now gives it up to Sweeney. Sweeney's coming up center court, gives it over to the left to Summerfield. Summerfield over to the right now to Dry for a deep three. No good. Rebound by Miller. And now Bevel's got it coming up the left-hand side of the court. And she's in trouble, ball's loose. And now Dry dives on it, and so does an Indian. We got a jump ball. Looks like it'll go Bulldog way. Dryer looks to inbound here. And now Sweeney will handle the ball here for the Lady Bulldogs. She'll throw over the right-hand side to Dry. Dry now up top to Sweeney. Inside the Woods. Down low to Duncan. Ball's loose. Indians have it. And they're going to run up the right-hand side. That looks like it's Bevel driving. Throws down low. Shots up. No good. Rebound by Woods and Summerfield. And now Sweeney's got it coming up the left-hand side. Throws over to the right to Dry. Down low to Duncan. And ball's loose. Sweeney has it over the left now to Summerfield for a deep jumper. Off the rim, rebound Duncan. She's on the floor with it. And we're going to have a jump ball. It'll go Indian way. And now the inbound pass will be handled by number 3, Schlesman. And now over to the right to Bevel. And ball's loose. Woods knocks it loose. The Indians recover it, and they're going to take an awkward shot. No good. Ball will go out of bounds. It'll be Bulldog ball. And the line of change, as it looks like Duncan will check out. Number 12, Taylor, will check in. And Lady Bulldogs are looking to inbound here. And now Sweeney will bring it up, throws over to the left of Summerfield. She's driving to the top of the key, throws back to Sydney Taylor on the left-hand side. And now into the corner to Sweeney for a three. Ooh, in and out. Ball's up in the air. Rebound by Taylor. Shot back up. No good. Gets it back. Shot is up. And she's going to be fouled hard. And now she'll go to the line to shoot two. So now she's at the line. That's number 44 for the Lady Bulldogs. That is Caitlin Taylor. First shot is up and good. 20-2, Bulldog lead. And now Taylor gets ready for a second shot. It's up and good. 21-2, Bulldog lead. 1:30 left here in the first. And now it'll be number three, Schlesman. She throws it right for Hobbs, stolen by Summerfield. And Summerfield pushing the ball down the court, kicks it out to Sweeney. Sweeney now right-hand side over to Summerfield, down low to Callahan. Callahan's backing in. Shot is up, in and out, no good. Rebound by the Indians. And now here comes Bevel handling the ball for the Lady Indians. And she's crossed half court, top the key, being guarded by Caitlin Taylor. And now Summerfield jumps up there, knocks the ball loose, recovered by the Indians. And now they're trying to get something going. She's working to her right. She just takes a deep breath and rebound by Sydney Taylor. And now Taylor's bringing it up. The right-hand side gets it up to Sweeney. She'll take the wide open three. Off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound by Sydney. And now she'll give it up top to Sweeney. Sweeney over the left to Summerfield. Summerfield into the corner to Sydney. Down low to Callahan inside to Taylor. Shot is up. No good. And ball's loose again. Oh, we're going to have a foul as Caitlin Taylor is going to pick up a reach foul. And now Bevel will throw it in to Schlushman. And now coming up the right-hand side to pass to Bevel. Bevel looking inside, gives it up to Hobbs. Hobbs down low, ball stolen. And it's going to be Caitlin Taylor. Caitlin outlets to Callahan. Callahan's running the right-hand side of the court. Driving in, shot is up, no foul call, gets their own rebound. And that'll end the first period. 21-2, Lady Bulldog lead. You're listening to the J Bulldog Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
This message brought to you by Cherokee Nation, Healthy Nation, and the Delaware County Community Partnership. For more information, visit CherokeePublicHealth.org.
Grand Savings Bank is a proud sponsor of the J Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs.
Go Bulldogs!
Grand Savings Bank offers personal loans that are structured to fit your unique needs. We have competitive rates, flexible terms, and prompt service. Stop by 1222 North Main and J, or call one of our personal loan specialists today, 918-253-4844, or visit us online at www.grandsavingsbank.com. Grand Savings Bank, community banking with superior service. Member FDIC.
And we're back here at the Tri-State Classic. Your Lady Bulldogs are up 21-2 as we start the second period. And Callahan will inbound the ball, throws it into the backcourt to Gride right now across the half court. Right-hand side to Callahan, down low to Rogers, turn around, jumper, in and out, rebound by the Indians. And now ball will be thrown to Hobbs. Hobbs around the right-hand side of the court, pulls up for a horrible-looking shot. It hits the other side of the glass, goes into the hands of Maya Pickup. Pickup now around the left-hand side of the court, throws it up top to Dry over the right to Callahan. And Callahan goes to the corner to Maya, down low to Caitlin. Inside to Rogers, back out to Callahan. Ooh, she fakes three, goes over to left to Dry. Inside to Rogers, shot is up, and we have a foul, so Rogers will go to the line to shoot two. And Rogers now at the line, gets ready for a first free throw attempt here. Shot is up, and it's good. 22-2, Bulldog lead. And second free throw is up. No good. Rebound by Hobbs. And Hobbs now coming up the right-hand side of the court, being pressured by Maya Pickup. She'll throw down to the right-hand corner and throws it away. Bulldog ball. And now the inbounds will be taken by Haley Dry. And now she, good crossover. Throws it over the right to Callahan, inside to Taylor, down low. Oh, looking for Rogers, but doesn't connect, so it'll be Indian ball. And now the Indians have the ball, throws it in, ball's up in the air, Callahan comes away with it. Oh, Rogers misses the pass, out of bounds. And that'll be Indian ball right here, right about half court, as it looks like it'll be number one, Chantel Phil, that'll inbound. And now Phil throw it up top to Hobbs. Hobbs looking inside to Miller. Miller's driving in. Shot is up. No good. Rebound by Caitlin Tangler. And now Dry's got it coming up the left-hand side of the court. And now Dry will throw it over to the left to Maya Thicket. Thicket goes to the corner to Callahan. Callahan inside to Taylor. Cross court to Dry. She's driving in. Shot is up. No foul called. Rebound by the Indians. And now here come the Indians right-hand side. Miller has it at the free throw line. She's in trouble. Down low to Phil. Shot is up. No good. I'm hearing a lot of slapping going on. And the Indians have the ball still. And they'll throw right-hand side, stolen by Callahan. Callahan now running left-hand side of the court, driving, turnaround jumper, and good. And now here come the Indians. Hobbs bringing the ball up center court, being pressured by Maya Pickup. And now Pickup throws over to the right to number 3. She's driving and forced to throw back up top. That'll be number 20, Brantley. And now for the jumper. No good. Rebound by Dry. And Dry now bring the ball to center court. Throws to Rogers. Oh, shot was no good. Rebound by Callahan for 3. And it's good. Callahan gets another 3. 27-2. Bulldog lead. And Hobbs now crosses half court. Pickup is applying the pressure. Gives it up top to number 20, Bratton. And now a complete lineup change as the Bulldogs will clear the bench. And now it'll be Sweeney, Woods, Sidney Taylor, Summerfield, and Duncan. And now here, inbound pass is going to be turned into Woods and tied up into a jump ball. It'll stay Bulldog ball here. And now the Indians inbound the ball. They get across half court. Over the right-hand side, being pressured hard. Up top to Phil. Phil over the right to Hobbs. Hobbs is being double-teamed. Back up top to Phil. And she's being pressured hard by Sweeney. Knocked out of bounds by Sidney Taylor. And that'll be Indian ball. 27-2, 4:05 left in the first half of play. And they get the inbounds to Bavel. Hobbs throws it over to the right-hand side. It's to Phil, back to Hobbs up top. Over to the left, knocked out of bounds as Summerfield comes flying through. And the Indians will have to inbound again. And now the Indians is going to be for a backcourt violation. Bulldog ball. And now the Bulldogs look to inbound. Woods inbounds, throws it in to Sidney Taylor. Taylor inside to Duncan. Back to Taylor. Cross court to Summerfield. And Summerfield throws it back cross court to Sidney. Looking for Duncan inside. She lets it go. Summerfield saves it. And Sweeney now has it. Top of the key goes to the right to Sidney. And now back up top to Sweeney. Summerfield inside now looking for Woods. Ball's in the air. It's loose. And last touch by Bulldog. So it'll be Indian ball. And now here come the Indians as Bavel has it right hand side to number 3. And now they're double teaming her. Back to Bavel. Puts up a jumper. No good. Ball's loose. Rebound by the Indians out to Phil. Phil now left-hand side, walking top of the key. Ball stripped, stolen by Sidney Taylor. And Now the Indians have it back. It's going to be Bavel. Bavel working the right-hand side of the court. Stolen now by Summerfield on a bounce pass. She's driving. Lots of contact, and finally we have a whistle. So Summerfield will go to line to shoot two. They were starting to let a lot of contact there, as they might as well got her a saddle, as much contact was going on there. First free throw attempt is up, and no good. And now, Dry, Callahan, and Rogers check back in. Rebound Duncan, as the free throw is no good on the second one. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by an Indian. Bulldog ball underneath their own basket. Dry throws it in. There's Summerfield over the left to Callahan. Inside looking for Rogers. Cross court for Haley Dry. There's Rogers down low, and we've got a pushing foul on number 32, Miller. And now it's inbounded to Dry. Inside the paint, pass to Rogers, and Rogers called for travel. Now the Indians are coming with the ball. Oh, trap set, almost stolen. They break it. Shot is up. No good. Rebound by Rogers. And now Kyle Rogers outlet to Callahan. Callahan's going to handle the ball here for the Bulldogs. She's coming up the left-hand side over to Summerfield for three. No good. Rebound Duncan. Back up. No foul called on that one. My goodness. And we're jump ball. It'll be Bulldog ball. And now Haley Dry looks to inbound. Throws it in to Rogers. Down low, shot up. Not there. Out to Dry for three. Ooh, in and out. No good. Last touch by an Indian. Bulldog ball. And now it'll be inbounded. Rogers in paint. Shot and foul. So she'll go to the line to shoot two. And now Rogers gets ready. First free throw is up, and it's good. 28-2. Second free throw attempt's up, and good again. 29-2. Bulldog lead. 1:35 left in the half. And now Bavel's bringing the ball up court, throws it over the left to Steele. Ball's loose on the floor. Jump ball. Should stay Indian ball, but. And now the Indians look to inbound the thread into number three. She's working the right-hand side of the court. In trouble. Throws it over for your three. And wow! They connect on one. 29-5. Bulldog lead. Callahan brings the ball to the right-hand side of the court over to Duncan. Duncan up top to Dry for a deep three. Ooh, in and out. Rebound by the Indians. And here come the Indians up the right-hand side. Bulldogs are trying to trap her. Oh, Rogers, I think, is going to get hit for a foul. No, they're going to call it on Summerfield. And now they throw the ball inbounds. Ball's loose. And Callahan steals the ball, gives it up to Summerfield. She's got a wide open layup. And it's good. 31-5. Bulldog lead. 40 seconds and rolling left in the first half. And here come the Indians. And knocked out of bounds by Summerfield. It'll be Bulldog ball. I'm sorry, it'll be Indian ball. Inbounds goes into the right-hand corner for the Indians. Up top to Bavel, shot, some, no good, rebound by Dry. And Dry now runs the ball to the left-hand side of the court. into the corner to Summerfield for three. No good. Ball's loose. Out of bounds, and I think they're going to say Bulldog ball. 16.5 seconds left in the first half of play. Callahan takes the inbound, coming up center court. And now Callahan's looking, throws it over left to Dry for three. And it's good! 34-5, Bulldog lead. And that'll end the first half of play. As your Lady Bulldogs have come on strong, 34-5. You're listening to the J Bulldog Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
It's game time, and time to shop your J Walmart for the best deals on that new TV you've been wanting. Go all out this season with cool tech at low prices. Big screens starting at less than $500. And to hear every sound from every game at a home theater system at prices to cheer about. Tablets, laptops, now at unbelievable savings. Your J Walmart has everything you need for another basketball season. Save money, live better. Walmart.
OCL, and welcome.
Did you know that for the first time in a decade, the Cherokee Nation is building homes for Cherokee families? Did you know the Cherokee Nation recently announced a $100 million health care initiative? Did you know by increasing access to education, employment, housing, and adequate health care, the Cherokee Nation is instilling hope in our citizens? Find out more today at www.cherokee.org. The Cherokee Nation, proud supporters of the J Bulldogs.
Hi, everybody. Jay Crank with the Boys and Girls Club. I want to take a moment to brag about the staff at Reliable Tax and Accounting. They've been handling the club's accounting, including our payroll and tax returns, for years. And they take the extra time to make sure your every question is answered. So if you or your club or organization or even your business is looking for quality financial professionals, give them a call. 918-253-2233. Reliable Tax and Accounting, proud supporters of the J Bulldogs.
Grand Savings Bank is a proud sponsor of the J Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs.
Go Bulldogs!
Grand Savings Bank offers personal loans that are structured to fit your unique needs. We have competitive rates, flexible terms, and prompt service. Stop by 1222 North Main and J, or call one of our personal loan specialists today, 918-253-4844. Or visit us online at www.grandsavingsbank.com. Grand Savings Bank, community banking with superior service. Member FDIC.
And we're back here at Bulldog Arena. Your Lady Bulldogs are up 34-5. And it has been kind of interesting, to say the least, here. This is on the bracket listed as Seneca JV. However, the names are off their varsity roster here, so I'm not sure if it's a slight mixture of both or what's going on here. But either way, your Lady Bulldogs are up 34-5 at the half. And it has went pretty much the way it sounds. From the opening tip-off, the Lady Bulldogs came out with a deep three-pointer by Haley Dry, followed up by two more nice three-pointers by Callahan. And then right before the end of the half, it was Dry again connecting on a deep three to give the Lady Bulldogs a 34-5 lead. And the Lady Bulldogs looked pretty good out here this evening, as maybe they needed a little boost here in confidence and get a taste of a lead here to get the season going a little better for them, as it's been kind of dismal for them so far this year. And with that being said, again, they are up 34-5 at the half. And we'll go back to the studio until the start of the third period, as you're listening to the J Bulldog Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
My name is Kim. I will deliver your mail.
My name is Darnell. I will be patrolling your neighborhood.
My name is Matt. I'll be managing your retirement portfolio.
My name is Maria. I will check your vital signs.
I will be the chairman of the board.
I will be your congressman.
I will be great.
I will be great.
I will be great.
I will be great.
Find out more about the Boys and Girls Clubs of Delaware County, serving youth in the communities of Jay, Kansas, Concord, Mosley, Leach, and now Kenwood by clicking on the link at jamericaradio.com. This message brought to you by Cherokee Nation, Healthy Nation, and the Delaware County Community Partnership. For more information, visit CherokeePublicHealth.org.
Does your car sound a little sick? Want to take it for a checkup? Call 918-253-3339 and schedule an appointment with Rick Goins Auto Repair. Rick has more than 30 years' experience. Complete auto repair, including brakes, front ends, tune-ups, oil changes, general repairs for your cars and light trucks. Get your vehicle feeling better with Rick Goins Auto Repair, a proud supporter of your Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs basketball.
The Jay Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs basketball season is underway, and the staff at Webb Insurance Agency wishes them the best of luck. Tired of your homeowner's insurance premiums continuing to increase? Visit Webb Insurance in Grove, and we'll explain how we can save you big bucks because our rates don't rise due to storm damage claims. Webb Insurance Agency, auto, home, life, and commercial. Schedule your appointment today, 918-786-8787, or visit us online at webinsuranceagency.net.
Are you and Katie on speaking terms?
No.
You guys had a little exchange in the quarter.
What exchange?
You and Katie said something. He said.
Yeah, it made you see closer to the game. It made you see clearly.
And to you and what you were saying going back the other way.
He dunked the ball. I ran down court.
Your guy's thoughts.
I think that's an ode to Bill Belichick and Greg Popovich. Just keep it simple. Just answer the question and keep it moving. You don't have to elaborate. I actually love it. I like the fact that, you know, when you played, you're asked a question and you feel like you got to get into this elaborate explanation of what was asked, and it generally gets you into some deep water once you keep talking. Mm-hmm. I liked it. They answered the question and kept it moving.
They lied, but that's okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
They clearly lied.
You're allowed to do so.
Absolutely. But when I look at that, the first thing I look at is his sweatshirt, his hoodie. Was it anything to the yellow,
right,
you know, wearing the Golden State color? Was he trying to do something like he kind of did the one game when he wore the photograph?
I
don't really get that part. But the two guys, I think they did a great job. I mean, people always say, hey, was KD trying to put his hand out to pretty much talk to Russell just on the fact the way that he left? I don't think so at all, because when the ball's thrown up, these guys forget about all the off-court issues. So I think it was a situation where it might have been a little barking from one of the guys, and maybe a little trash talking. You never know. Russell came down and did a great dunk in the middle of the game. So you really don't know.
Your husband may not know anything about rocket science or going to the moon, but when it comes to a vehicle, he relies on NAPA know-how. NAPA has been providing quality auto parts and service for more than 80 years. Get in on the NAPA know-how this month by stopping by Stevens Auto Parts and Jay for all your auto needs. Make shopping easier. Reserve your items online at NAPAonline.com and swing by and pick them up. Stevens Auto Parts.
At the Bank of Grove, we're committed to serving you. When you call during business hours, an actual person will answer the phone, courteously greet you, and assist you with your request. We believe some things cannot be replaced, and personal attention to you is one of them. So if you're looking for a bank with high interest checking, no penalty CDs, and free internet and mobile banking, call the Bank of Grove, 918-787-5900. The Bank of Grove. It's about relationships. It may not be a service you need every day, but when you need a load of topsoil or gravel, call 918-253-7008. The crew at Laramie O'Leary Dump Truck and Excavating can also deliver fill dirt, creek gravel, and limestone to your home or job site. No project is too small or too large for Laramie O'Leary Dump Truck and Excavating. 918-253-7008. A proud supporter of the Jay Bulldogs. message brought to you by Cherokee Nation, Healthy Nation, and the Delaware County Community Partnership. For more information, visit CherokeePublicHealth.org.
And we're back here at Bulldog Arena as your Lady Bulldogs are up 34-5 here to start the third period of play. And back out on the court for the Lady Indians look to be their starting five. And let's see what the Lady Bulldogs are going to go with here to start the second half of play. And it looks like it'll be Rogers, Callahan, Summerfield, Dry, and Pickup. And Summerfield and inbound throws it in to Maya Pickup. Maya Pickup, right-hand corner. Callahan goes baseline inside pass to Rogers. And now back out right-hand side to Maya Pickup. And Pickup now is working towards her right. Gives it up into the corner to Summerfield. And now we're left to Dry. Dry now is driving in. Puts up a floater. No good. Rebound by Rogers. Back up and a foul. Rogers will go to line to shoot two. And now our first free throw attempt is up and no good. Rogers now gets ready for a second free throw attempt. It's up and in and out. No good. Rebound by Bavell. And Bavell's pass is stolen by Maya. Pickup down low to Maya and good. 36-5. Bulldog lead. Indians look to inbound. Bulldogs are pressing. Knocked away by Callahan. And now into the hands of Summerfield. Summerfield now over to the left, Callahan driving in. Kicks it out to Maya Pickup. And now Maya Pickup. Oh, double dribble. And it'll be Indian ball. And Indians inbound it to Bavell. Bavell now is driving. Kicks it down low to number 24. Wide open. Misses the layup. Rebound by Summerfield. Outlet to Callahan. Callahan now to Rogers. Shot is up. No good. Out of bounds. Bulldog ball underneath their own basket. And now Dryle inbound the ball, throws it into Rogers. Rogers over the right to Summerfield. Summerfield back down to Rogers, down low. Shot is up. No good. Loose ball. And it'll be Indians who have it. Now Bavell's got it. Being double teamed and Bavell's running down low, knocked out of bounds by Haley Dry, and it'll be Indian ball underneath their own basket. And now Steele looks to inbound the ball here for the Lady Indians. And she's having trouble, throws it in, right into Maya Pickup. And now Maya Pickup throws it over the left-hand corner to Callahan. Callahan down low, looking for Rogers. And off the hands of Rogers, and now the Indians have it. And now the ball's loose, thrown over to Phil. She's driving. And we have a foul called. I don't know what for, but they're going to hit Kyla Rogers for the foul. That'll be her second. And it'll send Phil to the line. And now her first shot is up, and good. And second shot is up. No good. Rebound by the Lady Bulldogs. And Lady Bulldogs now run left inside the court. That's Callahan. Callahan now to top key. Driving in. Puts up a floater. And good. And now the inbounds will be taken by Bavell. Ball's loose. Rolls out of bounds. But off the feet of the Bulldogs. And now it'll be Indians looking to inbound. And that's knocked out of bounds on the inbounds by Maya Pickup. And it'll be Indian ball again. And the Indians will throw in the ball to Hobbs, and she throws an elbow. I think they're Wow. And they called that one on Summerfield when she pushes Summerfield off of her with an elbow. And but okay. Anyways, the inbound pass is now loose on the floor, tied up into a jump ball. And they say they'll stay Indian ball out of that. Inbounds to Bavel for deep jumper, no good. Rebound by Maya Pickup. And now Maya Pickup's running up the left-hand side of the court. And over the left to Dry, wide open for three. No good. Rebound by Rogers. Jump ball, and it'll stay Bulldog ball. And Dry looks to throw it inbounds, throws it in to Callahan. And now Callahan's top of the key, setting up the offense here for the Bulldogs, gives it up to Summerfield. Summerfield now going to her right, driving to Rogers, shots up, no good. Rebound by Indian, stolen now by Maya Pickup. And now a deep three. I couldn't see there. It looked like it might have been Haley Dry on three. And now we have a out of bounds. That'll be Indian ball and a lineup change for the Bulldogs. As now Sweeney, Sydney Taylor, Kaylin Taylor, Woods, and Duncan are in the ballgame. And now here comes Indians. Pavel puts up a shot. No good. Rebound by the Indians. And out for a three. No good. Rebound by Sydney Taylor. And now Sydney Taylor's bringing the ball up court here for Bulldogs. Throws over to the right to Sweeney. And now they go down low to Woods. Shot is up and good. And now here comes Pavel bringing the ball up court here for the Bulldogs. Oh, I'm sorry, for the Indians. Goes over to the right. Ball's loose, stolen by Taylor. And now that's Sweeney, Sweeney for a layup and a foul. She'll go to the line to shoot two. And first shot is up and good. That'll be 41-6 Bulldog lead. 3:52 left in the third. Sweeney now gets ready for a second free throw attempt. Shot is up and good. 42-6. And now here comes the Indians running up the right hand side, throws it up top to Bavel. Driving blocked by Kaylin Taylor. And Sydney Taylor's got it on a break. And now pulls it back out. Stolen by the Lady Indians. Lady Indians now bringing it up the right-hand side of the court. Throws it over to the left. And now they're working their way back to the top of the key. And ball's knocked loose. It's in the air. Sydney Taylor's got it. She's on a break. Shot is up on the layup and good. 44-6. And now here comes, oh, backcourt violation on the Indians. It'll be Lady Bulldog ball right at half court. And it looks like Sweeney will inbound the ball here for the Bulldogs. Throws it in to Sydney Taylor. Sydney Taylor now working over to the left. Gives it up to Sweeney, over to Kaitlin Taylor. Down low to Duncan. Shot is up and good. Alexis Duncan gets on the board for the Lady Bulldogs. 46-6. And now here comes the Lady Indians. Center court over to the right now. Being defended by Sweeney. And she's got her stopped. Shot is up. No good. Rebound by Sidney Taylor. And knocked out of bounds by an Indian. So there'll be Bulldog ball at half court. And now Sweeney lobs down low to Taylor. Shot is up. No foul called. She was hanging on her, and the Indians have the ball. And now the Indians have it top of the key. And she's working to her left. Now back to her right. And stolen by Sweeney. Sweeney now coming up the left-hand side of the court. Down low to Taylor. Shot is up. And good as Sidney Taylor will convert on that one. 48-6. Bulldog lead. And now here comes Favell bringing the ball up court here for the Indians. And it was knocked loose but recovered by the Lady Indians. Inside looking for Hobbs. And it's loose. Duncan comes away with it. And now Sweeney has it. Bring the ball up left-hand side of the court. And Sweeney now throws it over to Taylor. And Sidney Taylor down low to Caitlin Taylor. And Duncan's driving with it. Kicks it out to Sweeney for three. And good. And we have a timeout, I think. Oh, no, just a substitution change. As some of the Indians are checking out. It is 51-6. Lady Bulldog lead with 1:19 left in the third. And now here comes Lady Indians up the right-hand side of the court. Now into the corner. She steps out of bounds. And my goodness, that took a long time for a whistle. And it's Bulldog ball. And the inbounds will be taken by Sweeney. Sweeney now coming up center court. She goes to her right, now working back to her left. Gives it up to Caitlin Taylor. Taylor now throws down low for Sidney Taylor. Kicks it back out to Callahan, right-hand side, up top now to Sweeney. Working to her left, over to Callahan for three. Ooh, in and out, rebound by Duncan. There's Taylor, she'll take a three. No good, rebound by Miller. And now here come the Indians. And the Indians throw over to left for a three. No good, rebound by Duncan. Duncan gives it up to Sidney Taylor. Taylor going up the right-hand side to Callahan for a jumper, and it's good. 53-6. Bulldog lead. And 6 seconds left in the third. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and that'll end it. On the third period, your Lady Bulldogs are up 53-6. You're listening to the J Bulldog Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
My name is Kim. I will deliver your mail.
My name is Darnell. I will be patrolling your neighborhood.
My name is Matt. I'll be managing your retirement portfolio.
My name is Maria. I will check your vital signs.
I will be the chairman of the board.
I will be your congressman.
I will be great.
I will be great.
I will be great.
I will be great.
Find out more about the Boys and Girls Clubs of Delaware County. Serving youth in the communities of Jay, Kansas, Mosley, Leach, Kenwood, and now Watts by clicking on the link at jamericaradio.com.
Grand Savings Bank is a proud sponsor of the Jay Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs.
Go Bulldogs!
Grand Savings Bank offers personal loans that are structured to fit your unique needs. We have competitive rates, flexible terms, and prompt service. Stop by 1222 North Main and Jay or call one of our personal loan specialists today, 918-253-4844. Or visit us online at www.grandsavingsbank.com. Grand Savings Bank, community banking with superior service. Member FDIC.
And we're back now as we start the fourth and final period. Your Lady Bulldogs are up 53-6. And now the inbound pass is going to be saved by Maya Pickup and into the hands of Summerfield. Oh, Summerfield's going to get called for a walk as the Bulldogs almost had a steal and score again. But now it'll be the Indians inbound on the ball again here. Bulldogs are showing some pressure. They kind of back off a little bit here. And now they're coming full force with it as Maya Pickup has it, throws it down to Summerfield. Oh, knocked out of bounds as she was getting ready to go for a layup, so it'll be Bulldog ball underneath her own basket. And now, Dry will inbound the ball here for Lady Bulldogs. There's an end to my pickup. Pickup now is driving, kicks it out to Summerfield. Summerfield now driving to her left, and ball comes loose off of Indian foot. And now Callahan comes away with it. And now Maya pickup has a right-hand corner, gives it up to Callahan for three. And good! 56-6. Bulldog lead. And now ball will be inbounded left-hand side. Maya pickup is applying some pressure. Now over towards the right. Trap set, and we're going to have a jump ball. It'll stay Indian ball. And now they change their mind. They say, no, it's Bulldog ball out of that. And Summerfield will inbound the ball here. Throws it in the backcourt to Callahan. Callahan crosses half court, working to her right. Driving, puts up a shot. No good. Rebound by Rogers. Back up. No good. And saved by Indian. She's tied up in the corner. Somehow she gets out of that. And now we're going to have a foul against Dry. Haley Dry will pick up her third. And now Lady Indians will inbound the ball. Left-hand side, they're looking inside. Stolen by Rogers. Outlet to Summerfield. She's driving. Down low to Rogers. Shot is up. No good. And now here come the Indians. Oh, ball stripped by Callahan. And now Rogers gives it up to Callahan. Callahan has it top of the key. She's going to pull up for three. And good. Nice shot as Callahan converted again. 59-6. Lady Bulldog leads. And now pass down low. Knocked loose by Haley Dry. But now into the hands of Bavel. She drives. Blocked by Rogers. And that is a horrible call as they're going to call a foul. And that is going to send them to the line to shoot two. And first shot's up, and no good. And now the second free throw attempt, as she's at the line, shot is up, and good, 59-7. And now here comes Sweeney at the left-hand side of the court, throws over to the right to Sydney Taylor, and now it's going to be out of bounds, Indian ball. And the inbounds will be taken by Bavel. Coming up the right-hand side of the court, throws back to her left. And now over to the right. Knocked out of bounds on a pass by Sweeney, so it'll stay Indian ball on their side of the court. And now they're looking to inbound ball. They finally get it inbound at the field. And stolen by Sydney Taylor, and now it's out of bounds, but it'll be Bulldog ball. And now Sweeney will take the inbounds coming up right inside the court. Now over to the left to Woods. Woods inside to Duncan, back out to Sweeney. Over to the right to Sydney Taylor. And now down low to Duncan. Ball is knocked loose, out of bounds. Bulldog ball. And now inbounds, there's Duncan, wide open, shot is up and good. And right, now here comes the Lady Indians up the center court. Now over to the left. Steele. Steele's looking, driving to her left, being defended by Woods. And cross court pass, right hand corner now. And now they got it, they're driving, and kicks back out for a long jumper, no good, rebound by the Lady Indians, but tied up by Sydney Taylor in a jump ball. It will stay Indian ball though. And now Lady Indians looked inbound it underneath their own basket. And now they've got it. They're driving. Shot is up. No good. Rebound by Duncan. And now it's going to be Sydney Taylor. Pass over to left to Sweeney. Sweeney into the corner to Woods. Woods down low to Caitlin Taylor. She backs in. Shot is up. And no good. Rebound by the Indians. 4 minutes left in the ball game, and now Bulldogs are gonna steal it. Ball's loose, and Phil has it, and she's gonna be tied up into a jump ball. It should be Bulldog ball out of that jump. It is. It'll be Bulldog ball underneath their own basket here. Haley Dry will inbound it here. Throws it in to Callahan, wide open for a bucket. 63-7. And now here come the Indians, center court. And stolen by Callahan, now led to Summerfield. Summerfield's running the right hand side of the court. Down low to Maya pickup. And Maya steps out of bounds. It'll be Indian ball. And now the Indians finally inbound the ball. They're going to come up the right-hand side of the court, being defended by Maya Pickup. They throw back to the left, and Callahan will be hit for a reach. And now the Indians look the inbound. They throw it into Pavel. And now into the middle. Back out for three. Rebound by Summerfield. And Haley Dryer brings the ball to court, throws it down low to Rogers, wide open. Oh, she's blocked. And it'll be out of bounds, but it'll be Bulldog ball. And now they're going to inbound it. That's Dry, left-hand corner for three. And she'll hit it. 66-7. And now here, Indians have it atop the key, tied up. They've got her. Stolen by Callahan. She's on the break. Shot is up and good. 68-7. And now here come the Indians. Outside for three. In and out. No good. Rebound by Bavel. Shot's up. No good. Rebound by Summerfield. And full court pass for Callahan into the hands of Rogers, out to Maya for three. Ooh, off the iron. No good. And we have players going down, so it'll be a foul here. Rogers will pick up the foul. That's her fourth. And lineup change here for the Bulldogs as five more players come onto the court. It'll be Sydney Taylor, Woods, Duncan, Caitlin Taylor, and Sweeney. And here come the Indians, right-hand side of the court. Blocked by Caitlin Taylor. And now down low, blocked again by Caitlin Taylor. And now Sweeney has the ball coming up left-hand side of the court. And now over the right-hand side, down low to Duncan. Shot is up and good. And And now here comes Bell for the Lady Indians up the center court. Over to her right against Sydney Taylor. And now down low, they're going. Ball's kicked back out. Ooh, almost stolen by Taylor. Indians now have it outside the right-hand side, three-point line. Drive in, put up a quick jumper. No good, get the rebound, shot back up. No good, but a whistle. And they're going to say it's on Sydney Taylor. Or no, they're going to say it was on 15 on Woods. So Miller, good line to shoot to. First shot is up and grazes the front of the iron. No good. Second free throw attempt is up and no good again. And that'll be Taylor on the rebound. Gives it up to Sweeney. Sweeney now running up the left-hand side of the court. Throws it over to Duncan in the corner. Back up to Sweeney. And now we are under a minute left in the game as Lady Bulldogs will have it outside left-hand three-point line. That's Sweeney. Down low looking for Caitlin Taylor, and the pass is stolen. And now here come the Indians up the right-hand side for a deep jumper in and out. No good. Rebound by Caitlin Taylor. And Taylor now gives it up to Sweeney. Sweeney over the right-hand corner to Duncan. Back out to Sweeney. And now over the left to Taylor. Inside to Duncan. Down low to Sweeney. Shot is up. No good. Rebound by Hobbs. And Hobbs running up the right-hand side of the court for the Indians. And stolen by Sweeney. Outlet to Taylor. 7-6-5. Pass to Duncan. Oh, ball comes loose as she was going for the layup. And that'll end the game. 70-7. Lady Bulldogs will cruise on to the winner's bracket for tomorrow's game. And let's see here. Let me look at my bracket real fast. And it'll have the Lady Bulldogs going up against East Newton tomorrow at 7 p.m. And that will do the game as the boys get ready for theirs. Thank you for listening to the J Bulldog Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.
It's game time, and time to shop your J Walmart for the best deals on that new TV you've been wanting. Go all out this season with cool tech at low prices. Big screens starting at less than $500. And to hear every sound from every game at a home theater system at prices to cheer about. Tablets, laptops, now at unbelievable savings. Your J Walmart has everything you need for another basketball season. Save money, live better. Walmart.
OCO, and welcome.
Did you know that for the first time in a decade, the Cherokee Nation is building homes for Cherokee families? Did you know the Cherokee Nation recently announced a $100 million health care initiative? Did you know by increasing access to education, employment, housing, and adequate health care, the Cherokee Nation is instilling hope in our citizens? Find out more today at www.cherokee.org. The Cherokee Nation, proud supporters of the J Bulldogs.
Hi everybody, Jay Crank with the Boys and Girls Club. I want to take a moment to brag about the staff at Reliable Tax and Accounting. They've been handling the club's accounting, including our payroll and tax returns, for years. And they take the extra time to make sure your every question is answered. So if you, or your club, or organization, or even your business, is looking for quality financial professionals, give them a call. 918-253-2233. Reliable Tax and Accounting, proud supporters of the J Bulldogs.
Grand Savings Bank is a proud sponsor of the J Bulldogs and Lady Bulldogs.
Go Bulldogs!
Grand Savings Bank offers personal loans that are structured to fit your unique needs. We have competitive rates, flexible terms, and prompt service. Stop by 1222 North Main and J, or call one of our personal loan specialists today, 918-253-4844, or visit us online at www.grandsavingsbank.com. Grand Savings Bank, community banking with superior service. Member FDIC.
And we're back here at Bulldog Arena as your Lady Bulldogs will cruise on to a 70-7 victory over the Seneca Indians, the Seneca JV Indians. And with that being said, the boys are on the court warming up as we speak as they get ready to go to battle against Lifeway Christian. And let's go over a little bit of today's tournament brackets, winners and losers. In the girls bracket, we started the day off with Kansas versus Lady Bulldog JV team, and the Lady Comets moved on in the winners bracket there. The second game going on for the girls there was Seneca versus Lifeway Christian, where Seneca Indians moved on, which they will face the Lady Comets tomorrow at 4:20. And Lifeway Christian will play the Lady Bulldog JV team at 11. And then we have the game you just listened to. As your Lady Bulldogs beat Seneca JV, they move on to play tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. They will play the winner, which was East Newton, and the loser, which was Kansas JV, will play Seneca at 1:40. And in the boys' bracket, it was a little interesting as Redemption Christian out of Texas came up here and put a throttling on East Newton as they have a center who has already signed a letter of intent to play for TCU. And I'm not positive on the final score. I was told it was either 93-36 or 96-33. Redemption Christian moved on. And that next game was the Kansas Comets versus TSHSAA out of Northwest Arkansas. And it was a barn burner as it was a tie game with about 50 seconds left in it. And TSHSAA called a timeout on a dead ball there and found out they didn't have any timeouts left, which gave them a technical. Kansas made the free throw, got the ball, and made it, which cost them the ball game as Kansas moved on into the winner's bracket. Then you had the Seneca boys versus HFC out of OKC, and Indians fell short on that one as HFC moved on into the winner's bracket. So if your Bulldogs pull off the win here against Lifeway Christian, they will play HFC tomorrow at 8:20. And if they fall short, they will play Seneca tomorrow at 12:20. And with that being said, there's some time left here before the start of this game, so we'll kick it back to the studio and come to you at the start of the game. You're listening to the J Bulldog Sports Network on SportsBeatOK.com.